The years-long legal battle over a state drug lab scandal today goes before the Massachusetts State Supreme Court. Justices consider whether to dismiss the thousands of cases involving drug tests done by former state chemist Annie Ducon, who was convicted and jailed for falsifying tests. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Although Annie Ducon has already served her sentence for her 2013 conviction on charges of falsifying drug tests, the fight continues over what to do about the criminal cases where she tested the drug evidence. Matt Siegel, legal director of the ACLU of Massachusetts, will argue before the high court today that all of those cases should be dismissed.
We know that the integrity of the justice system in Massachusetts is crumbling. We need the court to step in and to help repair it.
In May of this year, prosecutors put together what's considered an official list of cases affected by Ducon's testing. That list contains 24,000 cases. Then prosecutors formally notified most of those on the list, and that's resulted in about 200 people asking for new hearings. The ACLU and the State Public Defender's Office analyzed that list and say most of those cases are for low-level drug crimes.
We know that in 62% of the cases, the only drug conviction is for possession. Here in Massachusetts, we are a state full of public officials who will tell you that we cannot prosecute our way out of the problem of drug abuse. The first step to not prosecuting your way out of this problem is to stop prosecuting your way out of this problem.
But prosecutors like Essex District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett say many of the cases involving so-called Ducon defendants are not so simple. And a blanket dismissal or so-called global resolution could compromise public safety.
We're not going forward on low-level drug cases. Quite to the contrary, those cases have been resolved. We're looking at people here who cause public safety risks to the community. And to do a global resolution, frankly, doesn't make sense.
Blodgett says the state and his office have effectively dealt with potentially tainted cases. He points to the two state investigations of the drug lab scandal and the special court sessions that reviewed thousands of criminal cases involving Ducon's tests and then released people from jail and dismissed some cases.
Hundreds of cases, if not thousands, hundreds of cases in this county alone have been dealt with and dismissed where appropriate.
Today's hearing is one of a handful that the High Court has held about how to deal with the cases affected by the scandal. In a previous ruling, the SJC suggested all Ducon defendants are entitled to a presumption of egregious government misconduct. But in that same ruling, the court said a one-size-fits-all approach is not necessarily workable. This is the first SJC case to mention another tainted Massachusetts drug lab. The court's being asked to consider the cases potentially tainted by former chemist Sonia Farrick, who was arrested in 2013 for tampering with tests at the Amherst drug lab. She admitted to personally using many of the drugs at the lab. Defense attorney Luke Ryan, who represents clients convicted based on Farrick's tests, says the high court should take into account this second and potentially bigger drug lab problem.
During the time that she was a drug lab chemist, she had access to approximately 60,000 or so samples, and we're not at a stage where we can say exactly how many defendants that translates to.
Prosecutors are expected to argue that Farrick's cases are a separate issue and the High Court should rule only on the cases affected by Ducon. A ruling from the SJC is expected within 3 months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.